This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met his Dominican counterpart Roosevelt Skerrett on the sidelines of the second India-CARICOM summit in Guyana last night. The leaders explored opportunities for India-Dominica cooperation in areas such as climate resilience, healthcare, capacity building and deepening of people-to-people ties. They also discussed cooperation at the United Nations. Mr. Modi also met President of Suriname, Chandrika Prasad Santokhi, on the sidelines of the second India-CARICOM summit. Both leaders reviewed progress on India-Suriname partnership and emphasized the importance of strengthening economic cooperation. They agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in areas including defense and security, trade and commerce, agriculture, digital initiatives including UPI, ICT, healthcare, traditional medicine and pharmaceuticals, capacity building, human resource development, cultural and people-to-people engagements. The Commonwealth of Dominica has bestowed its highest national honour, the Dominica Award of Honour, upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Dominica, Sylvini Burton, conferred the award in recognition of Prime Minister Modi's contributions to Dominica during the COVID-19 pandemic and his dedication to strengthening the partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi said he is honoured to be conferred with the highest national award by Dominica. This honour is not only his, but of 140 crore people of India, their efforts, their values and their tradition, he added. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India has stood with the CARICOM member countries and moved forward like a trustworthy partner, whether it is COVID or natural disasters, capacity building or development issues. In his opening remarks at second India-CARICOM summit in Georgetown, Guyana last night, Mr. Modi said, "This summit is being held after 5 years, and in these 5 years, the world has seen several changes and the mankind had to face some huge hardships." He said it has severely affected the nations of Global South. The Prime Minister said India has always tried to face these challenges along with CARICOM. National public broadcaster Prasar Bharati has launched its OTT platform Waves. It was unveiled yesterday at the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa. Waves, while catering to the growing demand for digital streaming services, aims to revive nostalgia while embracing modern digital trends. Waves features timeless shows like Ramayan, Mahabharat, Shaktiman and Hum Log. The platform will connect audiences with India's cultural and emotional heritage. It also includes news, documentaries and regional content promoting inclusivity and diversity. The Election Commission has said that the polling for the assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand concluded peacefully yesterday. Maharashtra has recorded 65.02% polling and Jharkhand recorded 68.45% voting. The turnout has surpassed the record of 2019 elections in both the states. Kolhapur district in Maharashtra has recorded highest 76.25% voting in the state. Jamtara district in Jharkhand recorded highest 77.29% voting. The polling for all 288 assembly constituencies in Maharashtra was held in a single phase yesterday, while the polling was held for the second phase of 38 assembly constituencies of Jharkhand. The poll body said the by-polls in 15 assembly constituencies and one parliamentary constituency were also held yesterday. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced that the board exams for class 10th and 12th will begin from 15th February 2025. The board announced that the class 10th exams will conclude on 18th March and class 12th exams will end on 4th April. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have congratulated Indian hockey team for winning Women's Asian Champions Trophy. Earlier, India had clinched the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar last evening. The Indian women's hockey team defeated China 1-0 in the summit clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.